You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Now, Nick, is this season 10 or 11 in the NHL for you?
No, this will be my 10th NHL, 15th professional.
Oh, jeez, there you go, man. Not to who's counting, eh? Who's
really
counting?
He's really flying by, yeah. People are asking me today, so that's why I know.
Oh, okay, there you go. Nice. Nick, actually, the guys I golf with today at the tournament were telling me they were golfing with Johnny Boychuk last year, and you were right in front of him, and it was announced as you were playing that you got traded to Ottawa, and Boychuk was just giving you the gears. Do you remember that last year, and how much of a different feeling is it a year later that you're a member of the Senators after you know, some significant moves they made this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the story of that is I'll never forget that, being on like the first or second hole, and I missed a call from McCrimmon, the GM of Vegas, and got back to my phone. I saw that. I was like, oh boy. So got traded on the course, but ended up being awesome. And obviously this off season, what we did in a matter, it felt like 3 days, is exciting for our group, because we went from a team that was kind of floating around the edges to, I think, a team that if we play to our capabilities, we'll be pushing to make sure we're in the playoffs and hopefully make some noise.
And, Nick, for you in your 10th NHL season, 15th pro season, they brought you in. They talked about, you know, just being a veteran presence. And you guys got so many good young players. And, you know, you mentioned how now there's a little bit different pressure because you've got the skill set. There wasn't any real pressure or expectations maybe externally or even internally last year for the team to think that, hey, we can make the playoffs. Now there is. How do you ensure, like, what's your message to those guys that they don't let that pressure become a negative, that they use it as a positive?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, just knowing the personalities in that dressing room, I don't think they're going to think it's, there's much pressure. The expectation, was more this year than it was the year prior. Those guys all had really good years in that COVID season. And so people were like, oh, well, will they be able to do it in a full season? And they did. They all played well and developed and took a step. And so I think their mentality is they want to win, and they want to win now. And so they're all, as young as that core group is, I think they're great professionals. They take care of themselves. They make sure that they are ready and they want to compete. And that's what they are. They're really good competitors. So I don't see them seeing any pressure on themselves. I think people are still not going to think that we should be making a bunch of noise, but I think we are hopefully going to surprise people this year.
Nick, having played in the Western Conference, you don't see Ottawa a whole bunch. Once you become a teammate of some of the guys, you're all of a sudden, oh, geez, maybe this guy's better than I thought. Which ones of those young players, like, was there a skill set or something about them that maybe not shocked you, but maybe surprised you? You're like, wow, I see this every day. This guy's better than I thought in this regard.
Well, I actually didn't. I didn't really know any of them. Like Brady, I'd played against, but Norris, Batherson, Stutzel, all those guys, I'd never played against them because of the COVID stuff. And so, just to see how much skill those guys have, and at their age, it's pretty cool. And it was pretty fun to be a part of. It's the energy they bring every single day to the rink. It's hilarious because usually I'm a guy that's kind of bringing lots of energy, but it was infectious even for myself being around those guys as well.
Is Brady Tkachuk, you know, that personable all the time? Like, he seems like a guy who, like, really enjoys being in the NHL. He's always having fun, at least from the outside. Is it even more so from the inside?
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that works for everything that he's getting right now. And it's pretty cool to watch him where he comes. Obviously, his dad had such a successful career, and his brother and all that stuff. And so I think it'd be easy for him to come in and kind of think he's a Bobby Big Wheel type of guy. And he's not that at all. He's takes the time and is super personable to everybody's kids and fans. And like I said, he puts the work in off the ice, on the ice, but he likes to have fun as well. And it's great to see guys like that have success. And hopefully he can continue and build off of what he did last year.
Nick Holden joins us, defenseman for the Ottawa Senators. How much did you know about Thomas Chabot before you got there?
Again, not a heck of a lot. When I last played in the East, he was just a rookie, and so just seeing him day to day as well, it's pretty impressive watching him. The way he moves, the way he skates, he can kind of skate the puck out of trouble a lot of times, and it's definitely not a skill that I ever had, and so it's always nice watching those guys be able to do that, and sometimes you're a little jealous.
Nick, you played the third most minutes of any player in Ottawa last year. Like, that's a significant role. How did you feel you fit into that squad?
Yeah, I think I've done it kind of everywhere I went, where I was kind of a multi-tool. If wherever they needed me, I'd fill in, and we had some injuries. Shabby got hurt for a little bit there, so I needed to kind of play a little bit bigger role. And I don't know, I'm comfortable in my game, and it was nice to have the coaches appreciate that and use me. And I think if we're going to be a successful team, I won't get quite that much ice time, but I'm okay with that, because I'd rather be in the playoffs than playing 20 minutes a night.
You know, Nick, it's interesting to listen to you say that, because I think, well, players are the best self-evaluators. You kind of know what you're capable of and say, hey, you know, Nick, I can play in the top four if needed, but if we're on a really competitive team, then I'm a solid third pairing guy, killing penalties, and you know, that's kind of your role. The other thing is, though, I look at the end of the year, and there's Nick Holden's got another 5-6 goals. Like, Thomas Chabot only had 2 more goals than you last season, right? Like, you always find a way to chip in offensively.
Yeah, I was letting him know that, by the way. But no, I've always, ever since junior, I've had a little bit of a knack for trying to get in close and somehow pucks go in for me. I don't have a rocket of a shot like some guys, but yeah, I've always been able to kind of chip in offensively, that 15 to say 20 points a year type thing. And yeah, it's something that I don't focus on offensively, but I think whenever you're able to get in a situation where you get an opportunity to help offensively, especially nowadays, it's something that everybody likes to do.
Oh, 100%. Have you, like, having played, like, just the way the game has evolved even since you came in with Columbus in 2012, 2013, Nick, like, they're, you know, every coaching staff, you're a third pair defenseman, you're a first pair defenseman, there's still expectations on you to move the puck more now than ever before for defensemen. Glassing out really isn't an option very often anymore. And, you know, just there was more offense in the league this year than we'd seen in a long time. As a defenseman, did you like that? Or is it harder to play that way?
No, you know what? I really like the way that NHL is playing right now. I think it's a good mixture of defensive system with offensive. I feel like a lot of teams now are giving guys a little bit more freedom to be creative, and it's amazing what some of these guys are able to do. Or let's say more guys are able to do. Like, you've always had your superstars that have been able to make those out crazy moves and stuff, but now you're getting guys on third lines and stuff like that doing things that you wouldn't have really seen. And so as a defenseman, sometimes you hate having guys try those moves on you, and hopefully you don't get scored on so you're not on a highlight reel. But I like where the NHL is at. I think the fans like the pace of the game, and I think it's really fast right now and exciting, and hopefully that can just continue.
Nick Holden joins us, defenseman for the Ottawa Center. Nick, are you did you watch the playoffs? Are you a guy, if you're not in, do you watch lots of it or no?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very, very fortunate where, say, the last 5 years up to this year, I'd been in. And so once I would get knocked out, I'd stop. I wouldn't watch anything. But this year, just not being in, and my kids actually are getting a little older, and they're interested in it. So I watched, I would say, every series. I'd watch a couple periods a day. I wouldn't watch full games. I wouldn't sit down and watch the whole game, but I'd have it on, and while we were around the house, whatever, putting kids to bed or doing homework or whatever it'd be on. But playoff hockey is just so exciting to be a part of and to watch. And so, yeah, it was kind of – I fanned up a little bit this year.
Well, that's good. Now, you and your wife have four kids. Huh? How old's your oldest?
My oldest guy's 10. So I have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, 6, and a 3-year-old. So the older three are all – getting into, they're in school and hockey and baseball and all the fun stuff that kids bring. And it was really cool this year. At the ages they are, they're able to come into the rink and
yeah,
kind of enjoy the guys. And my oldest actually, he asked to, because he'd come out for practice a few times and was like helping with sticks and water bottles. And so he asked if he could work a game as like one of the equipment guys. And the Sens were great with that. And he ended up working 5 games. So
what?
It was pretty cool.
Oh, how was that? Like, as a dad, you're sitting there. How was that? You know, probably something you never even thought possible, and now your kid's getting to help out on the bench in an actual NHL game.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was unbelievable. We took a picture. It was like his first NHL game type thing. I got a picture, and I'm getting like a little, you know, guys get their first pucks or game sheet or whatever. I'm kind of doing that for him, getting it blown up and put in a frame and game sheet. But it was pretty funny. He ended up, so out of the 5 games, we won all 5 that he was working. And so, Dorian at the end of the year, I think we were going on the road for our last one, and he goes, well, Parker might have to start traveling with us next year. So I just kind of chuckled. So if I gave him the option, I'm sure he would.
Now, when Parker's on the bench, Nick, are you yelling earmuffs at times, or how's that going?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's just being around. He's heard all the words and knows that adults can say them sometimes, and he's not allowed to. So there was, it's just a lot of fun having my kids around the teams, and so it's been awesome.
Well, it is interesting because I talk to a lot of young players who don't have kids, and they really, like, those are normally like the Brady Tkachuks and, you know, guys in their mid to early 20s. The kids really gravitate towards them because those young guys, they just, for some reason, like, they really know how to play with the kids. And, you know, who were the guys that were playing mini sticks or games with your kids that were just, you know, added a lot to, you know, atmosphere for your family in the room?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Brady, obviously, is one of the biggest guys. The kids started calling him babysitter because he'd be hanging out with them so much. And then Norris and Stutzel, like all everybody, Bathurst, you name it, all those guys, and which is so cool to see because obviously those guys are all young, but they're superstars. And for them, it could be easy for them to just say, hey, kid, what's up? Or hey, buddy, what's going on? But they actually knew their names. They took the time. They played with them. They hung out with them. And so that's pretty cool, and some special memories for my kids.
Oh, 100%. It just makes it going to the rink and being around that team much better. One last one for you, Nick. So you mentioned off the top that you feel like your team now, because of the, you know, additions of DeBrincat and other guys, that, you know, there's a little bit higher expectations but more excitement for your group. Defensively as a team, what do you guys have to do to improve defensively as a group?
I do. For me, it was like a consistency thing. I think there was parts of the year last year where we defended really well, and that translated into being able to play a little more offensive. And it always seemed when it was up against kind of the better teams in the league, we really dialed it in and made sure we were tight defensively. And we won a few of those games against those top teams. So I think it's just if you can make sure that you're doing that night in and night out. And I think that's part of growing as a hockey player is making sure that you bring that same game on both ends every night. That's how you can have some success in the NHL.
How was your golf game today?
Surprisingly good. I'm not a huge golfer, but I love getting out. And this was my second time this year, and for the most part, I was hitting it straight, which is weird. I usually have a nice little slice.
Oh, well, hey, geez, now you're going to have to pick up golfing, man. It becomes infectious once you feel like you have those good days. That's awesome. Well, Nick, we appreciate talking to you. Glad to hear that you didn't get dealt at the tournament this year, and you're going back to Ottawa on a team that a lot of people are excited to see what you guys can do this year. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.